Good evening. Good evening. This is our second entry. This is Veronica Entwistle. And we're inviting you to call in tonight to Radiance by Design. We're talking about you. We're talking about me. We're talking about what it's like to be transcendent on this crazy planet at this time. Transcendence to me means you get into those darn potholes, or you discover who you really are and how your patterns are run by your subconscious. And then we start flapping our wings mightily, and we move up out of it. How do we do that? We do it on this show anyway, with energy and with some talk with my guides and angels, yours too. And we move ourselves out of being stuck. And I always wonder if we can't, you know, the whole thing is it's all an illusion. How do you see life and change the energy, change the reality? And that's kind of my political stance at this point. So we've had some great, great guys on Paradigm Shifters lately. Well, we always have. We've had over 200 interviews by now. And we've really crossed, we've really spanned a kind of, I like to say, an overarching kind of field, like a really nice dome-like field that's moving up through the collective with all of these amazing characters who are pushing the envelope like you and me. They're wanting to be transcendent. And they've got all these magical, marvelous ways of moving us out of the patterns that maybe we incorporated since we were wild cavemen out there. Maybe we've incorporated because of our genetics, our lineage, and so on. Maybe we've incorporated because of other lives we've had where we've taken on certain reactions. And what is in the kernel of truth of who you are and who I am? All of us have this really amazing kind of light of divinity in us that wants to spiral on up and create a life. And everything that we've heard says that we're all here, and it's an infinite process of moving. The way I'm going to say it this time is moving from being empowered by what you think you are on the planet, what you own, how your hairdo is, and your status in life. And then getting to a deeper place of your own personal light and how to create a very profound rapport with all that is as you move through all of these, what we call the potholes, the changes, the transcendence. And it's really, really amazing, because I think it's a lot of words are like this. Power is something you can have over others in a control kind of system. But as we evolve, we will chew away on that same word, power, and we'll get into a deeper and deeper place, into an integrity of the power that comes through us in order to radiate it out into the world. So our power empowers other people. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? So a lot of this is going on all over the world right now. And with our guests on Paradigm Shifters, most of them have gone through something or another in order to discover the deepening of their own power so they could manifest tools of transcendence and transformation on the planet. And oh boy, this week we had Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joe Dispenza, which a lot of you remember from What the Bleep. You remember, I think his favorite line is, and I think I said it on the show last week, is, each day I take a little time to create my day. And just talking to him was such an uplifting experience, because he's teaching people by the hundreds, or by the thousands actually, as he travels around the world, teaching people to create their reality. And it's so interesting, because he talked, one of the things I like about Radiance by Design is we all get together and we do a conjoint meditation so that you and I are creating a coherent field. And in that field, it becomes much easier to create and to manifest and so on. But talking to him was just a delight. And he was talking about having hundreds or maybe even thousands of people at a time learning to manifest and create their reality through a system of visualization and actually really feeling everything they're visualizing. So, for example, if you're visualizing a world journey, you imagine feeling yourself on that journey, what it's like to have been there, what your memories feel like, especially the delighted memories, and so on, so that's a radiance. It's actually an etheric field around you as you do your manifestation. And he says that in a room full of people, when they're all doing that, by the end of it, the coherent field is moving up and up and up, change the energy, change the reality. And it's really stunning. So talking to him, doing our interview, it's just a real treat for me because you get to hitch a ride on his wonderful high-frequency fields and his energy. And we've talked a lot about how the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi had people do, I think for 3 months they had a lot of TMers who were in Washington, D.C., and whilst they meditated there for 3 months, I think they also slept and ate, and who knows. But in any case, they developed this coherent field, this conjoint or common field, through their meditations, and that dropped the rate of crime and all kinds of things. A lot of people will talk about various places where this kind of meditation or focus or conscious manifestation is going on, and all kinds of things like alcoholism and drug addiction and all that kind of stuff reduces itself automatically. It doesn't become a huge problem. It's just like those infusions of energy move the consciousness up through a person so they're no longer stuck in what we were calling initially in this show, potholes. They weren't stuck in the potholes so much anymore. So let's start off our show tonight. Oh, I want to talk about love, too. But let's talk about you as well. So let's start off this show with a meditation all together. And I really would like us to, maybe I'll do a different one tonight. I think I will do it differently because we always do the same thing, don't we? We'll start off with a meditation. We're all going to do it together in order to get our coherent field going. And then I would love you to call in. And they have more lines now, so let's get them all full. Shall we do that? All right, close your eyes. And then way above your head, see the great... Now remember this, that we're getting amazing downloads coming through the universe these days, right? And that you have the ability, as I do, to bring those in through our body, mind, and have them catalyze, transcendence, catalyze the healing energy through your body, mind. Also catalyze your evolution, my evolution, and the evolution of our species. Because remember, every time you do that, you radiate it out there. When you radiate it out, you catch other people's radiances too, and they can pick it up. So it's like a wave, and we're sending it around. Close your eyes, and above your head, way out into the universe, see this golden light coming down. And it starts to spiral like mad, spiral, spiral. Spiral. It's a transcendent light. We'll call it the new frequencies, although some of these are old. How about the old new frequencies are mingling with some of the higher old frequencies? Have it come into the top of your head. And as a spiral, it's going to move round and round and round in your head, round and round and round in your neck. Good. Round and round in your shoulders. Around and round and all the way down through your arms, through your fingers, till they tingle, and it moves back up through your arms, round and round in your shoulders, around your chest, and have them scour around and round and round in your chest. Good. Paying a special attention to your lungs, which hold ancient grief from other lives, round and round and round, around your stomach. Around your pelvic area, your genitals, your legs, round and round and round in your legs, round and round and round and round and round, spiraling all the way down like a bottle washer, getting to your feet round and round and round, and going into the core of the earth, popping back up, round and round and round, all the way up your legs, all the way up your legs, back into your belly. Now pay a special attention as you spiral around and around in the belly, which helps your subconscious karma, everybody else's influence. Yeah. Move through your solar plexus, your power. Back up to your chest, your courage, inspiration, flight, defense, unconditional love, and grief, grief. And up through the responsibility issues in your shoulders, down your record how you give and receive love down your hands, your fingers, your helplessness. You're able to help yourself and others. Back up your arm into your shoulders, right around your neck, consciousness of self. Round and round and round in your neck. And up through your head. Round and round and round and round. And spiraling way up. And back out into the great central sun. That's great. And so I want you to start calling in. That meditation wasn't as long as usual, but it really feels good. Can you feel that? All of you are like these little buzzing, spiraling characters. And the other thing the guides were talking about, you know, I told you I was channeled this before the show, and they were talking about love. One of my favorite songs is when I'm just thinking and playing and cooking or whatever. I want to know what love is. Because everybody bandies it around, right? You know, I come from love all the time, and I watch them and go, yeah, right. Because you can see in other people, you can see defenses. I know you're all very intuitive, and I'm a seer. So you see all their defenses and the resistances and the competitions, and all of that's not coming from love. And it certainly is coming more from defense a lot of the times than from self-love. And self-love is really the key, the kernel of our own ability to manifest and our own personal evolution, isn't it? Because you and I have gone through, we talked about empowerment, we're going to talk about love in a similar way. We've gone through so many lifetimes where we've had all kinds of perhaps even nasty experiences. And we've learned reactions and defenses and fears and stubbornnesses. Oh, goody, you're on the air. We'll talk about love after you're done. So how do you do?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Veronica, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing tonight?
Hey there, I'm good. I got your I got the email, by the way. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Yeah. Well, you're looking good tonight. You're actually getting more intuitive. What's that all about?
I don't know, but I have been focused today. Like, I finally have kind of come to completion with the old issues, and I'm just, like, focused on what my next move will be and just, like, coming out. I feel like I'm coming out of my shell or something.
Well, that's so interesting because we were talking transcendence. I know you probably heard that part. And
yeah.
You look. And people probably will recognize you because you've called in a few times over the last month or so.
Yes.
And have been going through something, but you've gone through a major transcendence. So I said you look more intuitive, and actually you've deepened. See, we don't go through this stuff for nothing, do we, Lisa?
No.
Mm-mm. You've deepened, you've gotten clearer, and there's an aspect of self-love that has grown. Do you know that?
Yes. It's huge.
Isn't
and I think it had come from a feeling of not feeling validated or feeling like my opinions were valid. And so there's just this part of me that's just like, I have something to say, you know? So.
And what I really love about it is the I that you are that's standing up.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you're seeing that. I'm glad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's wonderful.
Yay. But I do now have a different question about, since you're talking about love, I feel like something is happening with me that's, like, there's this huge desire to move forward. And I don't know what that means. I know you said don't move yet because I'm not supposed to move and run away, and I'm not planning on doing that. But I guess my question would be, do you see the move that's coming up, is that in relationship to a relationship? Or is that in relationship to work?
Work. I'll tell you this, Lisa, that if you moved a million miles away right now, it doesn't look like you're running from. It looks like you're running to. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you were running from before, the problem with that, it's like a garter snapping. Hey, it can hit you with a really odd pain later, but I don't see you're going to have any of that. You can move if you want to. And there's a job coming up for you. Actually, you've got a job taking you to two different places.
Oh, I think one is taking me to New York, but that's a very short stint.
And is there another one south?
There's nothing else that I know of. I mean, I'm going to Chicago, but that's mostly just for, you know, vacation. It has nothing to do with work.
Who ever vacations in Chicago?
Oh, I love Chicago. That's where I'm from.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm being funny because it sounds like a big city, but you know what? It could be wonderful, I'm sure. It's also the comedy center, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Are you a funny kind of girl?
Well, I hope so. Partially what I do.
That's great. Well, I see your work taking you in two specific places, and I don't think you're going to Chicago for work. So what I'm saying is that New York and some other place that's south. And I don't know where it is. I'm not always great at calling the names of these places.
Got you.
But
and
I don't think it's Florida. I don't think it's Florida.
Hmm. Do you get a sense I'm going to actually move, or I'm just going on a little trip to work there?
I think first you're going to go on a trip, and you're going to work, and I think you're going to come back and pack your bags because the second job is going to take you, is going to make you pack.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm ready to do that.
I think you're going to have a lot of fun doing it because there's. Do you know what that's really interesting about Lisa and probably many of you is that you're a transcendent individual, but you're also a kind of an adventurer. So I know that you're a performer and a writer. You're a playwright, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So as a performer and a writer, there's a kind of an adventurer in you that's very curious about certain kinds of experience. And so when I say you'll pack your bags and move, there's an adventure in that. Like, oh,
yeah.
My gosh, do I get a chance to do this? How exciting. And I think you'll be relieved because it's like you're finally off and running when you feel like you've been kind of pulsating on, not square one, because you've done a lot of things, but you've been waiting for a while, you know.
Yeah, very true. And you don't get a sense of that timing then because you probably just don't know time very well.
I'm not very good at time. Some of my clients say I'm bang on, but, you know, in my own world, I'm not. But
I'm
it looks like it's
tail.
Not very long. It's probably fall.
Oh, great.
You know, it's not.
And
it's
the man
not a
that
long
I'm
long.
Supposed to meet, is he going to be at this job? Because am I leaving him?
No. Don't even think like that. When he, okay, wait a sec. One thing I'm focusing on here is job. And then we back up and we say, okay, guides and angels and higher self and our amazing senses, ourselves. Where is Prince Charming? Now, I feel that he travels like you do, and there's a big overlap. That's where you find him. So you don't need to go sleuthing him because he's in more than one place. And it's not Santa Claus, so don't get excited. But he is in more than one place at a time, meaning he might work in New York and work in Chicago and work in Florida, work in Hulihoo, who knows, you know. But you will cross each other's path, and there's a lot of hilarity. He's funny. He's a funny man.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I don't think silly, goofy, but funny. And he's hardworking and sensitive, and I just think he's funny. I'm grinning already all over the place here.
Oh, that's good. I need some joy.
Well, he knows how to love too.
Yes.
One of the things my guides was we're talking. Well, do you have any other questions? Because I might say goodbye and talk to you
over the
air.
Totally fine.
Well, bless your heart. Big hugs, and you're certainly going to let us know if you're off and running.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
So
one of the things I was going to say to Lisa, but also I realize this is for all of you, is that the kind of love that you're looking for when you're on the path and you're transcending is a love that is not afraid of vulnerability, meaning if you're going to be really defensive and meet your love out bit by bit, inch by inch, then it has to be, by nature, kind of defensive, doesn't it? You get the biochemical rush when you first fall in whatever it's called. and then you start settling in. But our defenses very often keep us shelled off so that we aren't just relaying or we aren't just radiating the love that's in us. And I'm looking at this gentleman that Lisa's going to be going for, and he's already been through some kind of situation where he, sometimes when we get together with a partner and then we break apart, I always say to people, well, gee, that's when the stuffings come out. You get together, you rip apart, and the stuffings come out, and then you get a chance to work on them. And the people that, and I don't recommend this as a recipe for a wonderful life, but most people that you know who are really transcendent have been through a lot, right? Anyway, this fellow that's going to be with Lisa, and probably women and men that are mating over the next while, are going to be finding one another much more able to address the true feeling of love inside themselves. And that's really nice. And that's the kind of love that, I guess I want to use the word chivalry. There's a kind of a depth in the word chivalry, which is giving, if you're really loving, you do this coherent, you do radiate out a very high frequency that gives other people vibrationally permission to radiate out a high frequency energy. Does that make sense? It's kind of like an equation here. And it just seems that chivalry is a word like power that can be capoed. If you know anything about guitar, you can play it high, you can play it low. But anyway, chivalry can be kind of a manipulative tool to impress someone. So you do kind of graceful things to help them feel comfortable because you want them or something. But real chivalry is when you drop your guards and you really radiate a kind of a love and radiate love, a pure love, and people feel able to rise above whatever their situation is and feel free to love without defense. It's very, very infectious, very contagious. And in a way, it takes a huge courage to move into that kind of love. I'd love to hear what you have to say about that tonight. Or if you don't want to talk about that, call in. Let's see if I can find the numbers here. Call in and tell us what's going on in your life. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that Dr. Joe Dispenza talked about in our show on Tuesday night. And we're going to talk about other things. Call in at 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And my gosh, they've got a whole lot of lines, so maybe we can fill them all up. See what's on the screen, your front screen, and then you can call in on any of those lines and take turns on each other. Maybe you'll each have something different to say. I noticed when Dispenza was saying, I take a few, Dr. Joe Dispenza was saying, I take a few moments every morning to create my day. And when he was talking about it on the show, he was saying, remember that you stay in that visualization until you actually feel and experience what it is you're creating. So if we're talking about love, for example, and you say, oh, I'm in love. You want to go inside and you want to feel all the ways, for example, that you're afraid of love, or am I doing the right thing? Or that you're timid, or that you're defensive, or that you're manipulative. And you want to clear a lot of that stuff, and you want to actually let yourself unfurl a real love. Or by the same token, if you're wanting to create, what, wealth, you want to feel what it's like to be wealthy. You want to feel what it's like to share it. You want to feel, it's like creating such a feeling is that it takes charge of the etheric. Remember Dr. Joe Vitale was into that as well, wasn't he? He really, he was, I think 2 weeks earlier, and he was talking about being, he was sleeping on park benches. He was homeless. You know the old story, the, from homeless to millionaire. And he did it. He claims he did a lot of it through his manifesting. But there's a great deal of wealth in manifesting when you can be what it is you're dreaming about, and then you can radiate out there and attract back what you have. And that is such, you know, we have so much war going on and so much violence. And I keep thinking, you know, if we can radiate out there a really coherent and a really strong vibrance of love and harmony and not defensiveness, we can really manifest a higher level of life, can we not? So let's see, who's coming up next? Oh, here's something interesting. I was reading the latest book by Eric Pearl, who did The Reconnection. And in the book, The Reconnection, he talks about how to do that energy system called The Reconnection. How to do that came to him and came through some of his, as a chiropractor, some of his patients, some of his clients. And they started spontaneously channeling and so on. And that's how he got it. He thought he was nuts, and he thought they were nuts at the beginning. But anyway, using the information has really given him a pretty amazing system of energy that has come down through him. It's a way for him to have defined and refined the way some of these new frequencies are coming through and how to use them. But anyway, this next book is called, oh, I forget what it's called now. But anyway, It's Solomon, I think it's called Solomon, I forget, it's in my bag over there. But in any case, his latest book is a compilation of all the channelings that he's done that bring through these frequencies that come through. And that everything, he talks about how it's all, every frequency is light and information. It's really wonderful stuff. One of the things that he talked about in his book that I loved, because I've been plagued with family of origin and how to figure out why I'm so discordant to my family of origin, and I'm getting better and better at that because I'm only 100 years old now, you know. But he's got a little section in the book that I really loved, and that section is about family of origin. He says that you create... You're born into, you're dynamically choosing as a soul your family in order to be pressured into finding out what your intentions are, what your dharma is. Isn't that wonderful? And so your dharma is your, like, what are you born for? What's going on in your life? What is it you really dream about doing? Well, some of us have been dreaming about transcendence and transformation since we were born, or how to meet God, or what is the real power of my truth, you know? But in any case, what he says is, here you are with your family, and you're being pushed to discover more and more about what your deeper intentions are in your life. I love that! So it isn't about them and whether you can get along. It's about whether you're being pushed enough to keep refining what you intend to do in this plane at this time. Isn't that amazing? And another exercise that he talked about that I thought was really, really helpful, and I might be doing it with my family. Find out, you know, like, it's really hard sometimes to figure out why you're in certain families or why there's so much discordance and so on. Just ask each family member of different generations, anybody you can get your hands on, what they really love. And that's an interesting question. Because we've got to know what love is. But what is it each one of them loves? Do you know, when you think about your family, do you know what each person, deep down, I don't mean on the obvious level, but deep down, what each person in your family, your siblings, your parents, your grandparents, your aunties, your uncles, whoever, do you know what they love? Do you know what the kids in your family love? Hard to figure it out. You can say peanut butter, but I'm saying on a deeper level because I think it'll tell you a lot. But he says that it tells you a terrific amount about your lineage, and it'll give you a sense of the history that, and I would say, I'm jumping to conclusions here, but I would say it would give you a whole different perspective on these people and a certain kind of compassion. But also it might give you, I don't know if this is true, but it may give you a link, a lineage link, that would tell you something about the motion or the collective motion of the whole thing. Maybe we have a coherency in there. We don't even know. So I really have loved that part. Who we have coming up from there is James Twyman, and we've got Steve Behrman. James Twyman is the Peace Troubadour. Remember him? And he went over to, he's an amazing musician. He plays all kinds of spiritual songs, but also just peace-loving songs. And he went over into war zones all over the place, and he played right in the heart of it all. But now he's got a, he's coming on to the show probably at the end of the month, at the end of July. And he's going to be talking about setting up, he wants to get 1 million signatures asking Hollywood producers to create movies for seniors. Not just seniors, but people, movies about self-actualizing, about transcendence, about making your way in the world and getting somewhere, not just the wild and woolly, fashionable, sexual, raw stuff that's appealing to the younger people. So I think that's pretty interesting. He's a peace troubadour, but he's also doing, I guess, an aging troubadour thing. He's part of that great overarching dome of change that's going on out there. I think that's really exciting. And then we just got a blurb about from Steve Behrman about the life, and he's talking about politics. You know who Steve Behrman is? Swami Beyondananda. He's back and forth, Steve to Swami, Swami to Steve. And both of them, whether he's in character with his crazy hat on or whether he's Steve, they're both brilliant. You know, and he has a lot of very funny language. And well, he's the one who coined weapons of mass distraction. But anyway, he's writing about a lot of what's going on politically in this country, and he's linking it to Nazism, and he's calling it no-see-ism. And he's written a brilliant thing on his blog. Check Steve Behrman's blog, and what he's written about is how people are just not paying attention. We're all entranced. And if we don't pay attention, what happens is we're losing more and more rights on the planet. He's very, very spiritual, very metaphysical, very, very powerful, and quite funny. So he's going to be coming up on Paradigm Shifters, too. Because one of the things that I've believed, and that's why I started doing Paradigm Shifters Radio, and why I'm doing this radio, is because I believe, like a lot of other people who are doing BBS radio shows, is that we can make a huge difference by imbuing the collective with higher and higher frequencies, with raising the quality of love that's going on out there, with shifting our consciousness or our, how about this, if we tolerate being powerful over one another, but we can turn that around and learn how to be empowering to ourselves, which radiates out and is contagious to other people, that's how we're going to make a big difference. And we've got some great guests who are out there just plying, you know, they're sort of ripping the fabric of our consciousness apart so we all get to raise ourselves up and help one another to become very powerful. So call in and don't let me just babble on and on and on, but I'm telling you what, there's some very exciting things out there right now. This is Veronica Entwistle. I work with some wonderful guides and angels, and so do you. So let's talk about all that as well. There are more and more beings from different dimensions who are working with a lot more people. More and more people are waking up intuitively. Because one of the things that's really frustrating is when you stick with your perspective of just the third dimension, what happens is the whole thing is scrapping about money and position and labels and shirts and hairdos, cars and oil and all that. But when we start collecting or opening to the higher frequency energies, what happens is we start getting a much more multi-dimensional perspective. What does multidimensional mean? Is that the guides were talking about how they live in different dimensions, and sometimes they're apart, they're see, how can I don't think I really know this because it's kind of a conundrum, but it's as if they empower us and we empower them to resonate with evolution on all dimensions. We're all related, is the thing. And that what we're stuck with on the third dimension can suddenly be alleviated by us tapping into the etheric realities of other dimensions. And that's what their job is. They teach us to love. I can be, you know, I was talking about love and how radiant it is, and I can be really crotchety and do, and even tired, and do some reading, like maybe 2, 3, sometimes even 4 readings. And instead of getting more tired, I start getting more and more loving and more expanded. And I realize over and over and over again that it's like training wheels for real love, because they drop us into being very loving no matter what condition we're in. But we can feel the energy that we pump through from them about these higher beings that are in different dimensions, no matter what state of mind we're in. And it's like Eric Pearl was saying, you don't have to do anything or be anything. You just have to learn to receive. This is what he says in his book. You just have to learn to be in a state of receptivity without any gimmicks, without any games, and really feel how there's... You see, most of us aren't in a state of receptivity. We're in a state of action, doing, getting it now. We're getting time and money and all that stuff. But he's saying if you really do that, you can really help one another. We can heal one another. We can move one another out of a certain vibrational level and become free and be beyond beyond the third dimension. And then it's not a linear progression, is it? We're in a multidimensional state. Actually, Joe Dispenza was talking about that as well. He really got into by the end of his interview. And if you haven't heard it, check the podcast. It's on my site, veronicaentwistle.com. And near the end of it, he really got into, for example, when you get very multidimensional, when you can really let the energies of defense and, you know, all these limiting forces that we keep ourselves into, plugged into in the third dimension, when you move out of that and you move past that, he says the issue of money is not, all of these things are just another thing. You realize that we're not in this time and space. We're in all these different times and spaces. And it just, you just start manifesting in such a different way that you're not really in that, that stress-inducing, competitive race for some limited commodity called money. So call in, or I'm going to start looking around, and who can I talk to about healing right now? Let's see. Are you there? Sounded like somebody was there. Okay, here we go. There's a person here. Whoa, this person has headaches. It's a man. Probably quite handsome, in your late middle ages. There are a number of you out there with headaches. Ooh, they're showing me kind of a spray of people with headaches. Check your teeth. Several of you should check your teeth. Somebody's got problems, dental problems in the front, on the top, and it's creating headaches. I don't know who you are, but we're going to see if we can move some of that for you. It's pulling and pulling. Don't realize it, and it goes right down to the back of your ears, right down to the front of your upper teeth, and straight up into the head. This is not what I expected to do, but in any case, for you, those headaches could be resolved quite well by two things. One is massage. There's a lot of massaging the bones right around the back of the ear, I guess the mastoid, and also at the upper gums level. Because you've got some very blocked energy fields that are really creating your headaches. And I'm glad you called in, because I'm tired of being here by myself. Good evening.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Jaya. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm bored with my own voice, so I'm glad you called in.
I know. I'm calling in. I don't have a specific question. I just wonder if you have any multidimensional messages for me.
I'm just looking at you. I'm not just ignoring you here. Let's see. How's your body? Are you waiting and waiting? Yeah. So there's two things happening. One is I see in your physical, up around your clavicle areas, a lot of kind of an interesting tension there. And I see a male figure coming to you, younger than you probably. He has some, he's got a message for you about, I think you're going to have some money coming. Have you had any word that money's coming?
I've had some intimations.
It's just that there's somebody coming, and he's got more than he has a bag of money. He's got messages about money for you. You're being given an opportunity, and it's coming soon. Don't panic. Everything's going to work out. He's coming quite soon, and there's a little network of people involved. So you'll find yourself being helped by a little network. And there are people, they're not all new to you. They're people that you already know. Somebody's coming from a distance, and there's three other people, and you all work out a solution for the situation you're in. You're kind of in a little bit of a corner in your life right now.
So this is a personal visit from this person?
I think it's more messages from him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's somebody, yeah. I don't know if you're going to see him in person, but he seems really close, meaning that's probably a time kind of close. I don't see him walking in the door. I see him more on the phone.
Uh-huh. Well, you had actually seen something like this a while ago for me. You said there was a financial transaction in my favor around this time.
Yeah, well, I still see it. Only I see it more clearly this time, as if it's a series of messages, meaning somebody calls and says, so-and-so is getting something to you, and then two other people are involved, and they're all talking, and then you feel sort of safer.
I feel what?
Safer.
Safer. Good.
Yeah, because it's like you've been waiting, and you're wondering what's going to happen, and when is it going to happen, and I think things are going to start turning around for you in a big way. Now, let's go back to
Great.
What Dispenza is talking about. You need to feel it. You need to feel the... Amazing. It'll help you a lot because your little body is a little tense right now.
Yeah, you know, it's like it's so strange because I do feel it, you know, on certain levels, and then on other levels, of course, I don't. And so just a matter of tuning into the right frequency, I guess.
Well, you know what's interesting, and this happens to a lot of us, there's a little bit of a fear of not being right. Oh, good. We have another caller. That's great. You guys will make it more interesting, won't you? But there's a fear in you.
Of not being right because I've often been criticized for being a dreamer and being, you know, ungrounded, out of touch with reality.
You're also a giver. Meaning you have a purpose here on the planet. So, you know, people criticize each other all the time. They rarely know what the deeper inner part is, do they?
That's right.
Yeah. It's going to work out really well, and you have a little group of people that are going to help you through a series of messages. And I hope that you'll be able to call us next week and tell us it all happened. Because it's coming to a head, yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, thank you. I'm so glad I called.
I want you to know that I'm not always bang on with time, so I'll say maybe by next week, but I don't know that that's true. I just know it's soon. It's coming up soon.
It's okay. I won't hold you to it.
Sign here. Thank you. We have another caller, but I'm always happy to speak with you, Jaya. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Veronica.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hello. You're on the air, and thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. This is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to see if you could gain some clarity. I'm feeling like I'm at a crossroads right now and wondering if the physical location where I reside is right for me, or if there is a different location that I should be in. I'm wondering where my business is going. So that's my main question.
Okay, did you just go through a really intense... you look like you're still suffering from a big, kind of like a big change, like somebody left or a big loss of some sort, and your nervous system is a little bit wobbly, is it?
Yeah, financially, it's kind of throwing, it's affecting, you know, my nervous system, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And are you single?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I feel this, that you're going to, one moment, wow, you're going to make, all right, I want to say this, that there's a split in you that you're hanging on to something that you don't need to hang on to anymore. Do you understand that? And if it's your own,
I do.
Is it your own business? Because if it's that, there's a refreshment of your own business that you can take somewhere else, and you will move. And it's not that far. It's probably up north a little bit farther, like an hour or so. I'm not very good on the time-space continuum hoo-ha. It just looks like it's a little bit north, but not very far. And it's just resettling in a way that is suitable for your business. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say your business?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
Are you talking about northern? You're talking about further north in the state of California, or are you talking further?
Looks like it could be in the state of California still, or just over the Oregon border.
Oh. Okay.
And the thing about it is there's something that you're hanging on to they want you to leave behind. It's, I think, an aspect of your business. I don't know. What is your business, or do you want to say?
I'm in the healing arts. I'm an energy worker, Reiki master. I work with therapeutic-grade essential oils, and I've been just trying to, you know, I'm a light worker. And I've been just trying to hold this place and make everything work, and I've been struggling with trying to make it work.
Well, drop that for a bit, because the struggle is not working, because you're covering some bases. Is there any? Well, there's a whole part of it that looks dead to you, and another part that looks like it's becoming brighter and clearer. And maybe the thing is that you've got to be listening a little better, because you have strong, high guidance. You have a beautiful frequency. But there's a part of your work, I don't know if it's passé or dead or something you've already dredged up and you don't need to go on with it anymore, something you're studying.
That makes
because
sense.
Okay, because there's something new coming up. And they're saying, flap your arms, honey, because you're going to be flying. And you're going to enjoy it much better. Just drop off the stuff that is a little bit boring. You can always retrieve it later if you want to start it up again.
So I could be doing completely new work then, right?
No, you could be an energy worker. You're a wonderful light worker. You're going to help people in a whole bunch of ways. There's something about color, sound. Of course, yeah, that probably runs through all the work you do. But there's something about maybe is it too much product that you're carting around trying to do? Is there something like that going on?
Well, I'm not mobile. I work in one place, and I work with many different modalities, so it is kind of hard to travel with it in that sense.
Is there a part of, here? Is there a part of it you're bored with?
Yeah, part of it, yes.
dump that part. Remember, you can always pick it up again. Just dump it for now, because what they're trying to show me is that there's a sp- split, and this is for people at home as well. We get so that part of our life is like, hey, this one isn't, I'm not resonating with that right now. Just move it aside. Don't worry about it. It's not like you have to carry everything, because they want you to be moving on and opening to a much bigger, an energy, vibrational light, a new level of it, as if you're going to do it at a new level, and it's going to be very exciting for you. You're going to do really well. I said just maybe over the Oregon border, but I don't know, but it's not like Ashland, which is kind of an in-town. It's more like a small town, and you go there because...
I've been thinking about Trout Lake, Washington.
Oh, that's good. That sounds good.
I don't really know, but I've got a lot of things running through my mind.
You know what? Tell them to run through your heart. Say, I want to run it through my heart and your stomach. Your stomach talks to you. If you're going to the wrong place, your stomach will tell you that. And unfortunately, Danielle, I have to go because they're going to hook me off stage, but you're a very delightful light worker.
Thank you so much.
And isn't it funny that word delight really fits, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right. Drop off the dross and start flapping your wing.
Thank you. You're very helpful. Thank you, Veronica. Have a great evening.
And you too. Thanks for your call. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, oh, my goodness, I've had fun. I'm glad we had callers at the last minute. I do enjoy it when you call in. And let me know on my site, veronicaentwistle.com, any feedback you have, any questions that you have. I've got an Ask Veronica button. And guess what? Eric Pearl is coming up on Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, and he's going to be podcasted the next day. And I know you're really going to enjoy that. I've loved some of the feedback you've given me on Joe Dispenza and Joe Vitale. And I can't even remember who else is coming up. So sign up for my newsletter, and you'll know the people coming up soon. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for radiating consciously and changing the whole ambiance of our collective so that our species gets to evolve. You're doing a good job. Thanks for listening. Many blessings and good night.